Welcome to the Prevention 365 podcast. Prevention is every day and every way. I'm your host, Carol Almeida of Carol and the ADAT crew. We bring stories and conversations about current issues in relation to drug abuse prevention in the context of connection, equity, and empowerment. Today, our featured guest is Nick Maestas, teacher, stand-up comedian, master of ceremonies, auctioneer, multifaceted indeed. And for our topic, it's all about finding your positivity. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Carol. So nice to be on your podcast. What an honor.
Yes, same here. Same here, Dick. Wow. So a few words for the people out there awaiting you and this conversation.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know you have some questions prepared for me, so I'm ready to go when you are.
Okay, first question. Can you give us an overview or a general sense of how effectively can you tell people to feel positive during these times when there is so much negativity surrounding us in the course of our daily lives?
Wow, isn't that a great question? I want everyone out there to not feel bad if they don't feel good. I think what I want all of you to know that the most important way for us to deal with what's going on is for us to try to think good, not worry so much about not feeling good, because it's not easy to feel good now. But we're going to talk about some ways that we can help that too. But thinking good will help everything else, because everything starts with what we think. What we think determines really how we feel, and how we feel determines how we behave, and how we behave determines how we act, and how we act determines our character. So everything starts with our thoughts, and we really have to be careful about the things that we think. And when we're thinking them, we need to address those thoughts and ask ourselves some questions. First of all, something's bothering us. What part of this can I do something about? Well, you can improve your attitude. What part can I do nothing about? There are things you can do nothing about. They're completely out of your control, like the weather, COVID, really, we can do nothing about, but we can do something about it, right? I personally can't make that go away, but I can help it go away. So what can I do nothing about? What can I do something about? How can I keep these negative thoughts, get myself even more upset? So that's even worse, right? You don't want to do that. And at this point, what are my options? So what can you do about it? So empower yourself in those ways. I want to encourage all of you out there that we're all going through this storm, and it is a very difficult storm. Very, very difficult. I don't want to sugarcoat any of this today, but we're all going through it in different boats. And some people are actually doing better than they ever have during financially, at least during this time. And others are doing worse than they ever have. And some are just hanging in there. So, but everybody, nobody is at their best. No one. So we really need to be patient and kind to everyone, because we're all going through. But listen to the word through. I said through. So far, every single one of you listening or watching this has survived 100% of your worst days. You're still here. You have made it through. We are in a valley. We are going through a valley, and we will come back. But life is kind of like that. We are either just finished going through something, we're right in the middle of something, we're coming out, and we're just getting ready to start going through something again. Life just kind of goes up and down. It does. So attitude, positive self-talk. Do you know, this is an interesting statistic here, that 73% of our self-talk is negative. 73% of the things that we tell ourselves is negative. And I would say now that might even be a higher number. It really might be. So at least from my perspective, I have to confess that it probably is a higher number for me now. And the average conversation Average person complains about once a minute during a typical conversation. So it's a lot of, and that's during normal times. That's not during COVID. So attitude. Yeah. What do you have to say about that, Carol?
Oh my God, Nick, that's really a high percentage, 73%, 73% negative thought. And it is not even COVID.
Right.
Oh my God.
This was pre-COVID, this research.
Yes, yes. I wonder how it is now. So, Nick, positive thought is positive attitude, right?
Right. Because, you know, what comes in here, you know, these comes out here, right?
Yes.
So even say things out loud that are positive. And that here's the thing. We can't wait until we feel like it. We can't wait until we feel like it, because we might just not. There's a lot of things we feel like doing, but we never do. I feel like I need to exercise today. I need to exercise, but I don't feel like it, right?
Yeah.
So finally, you just make yourself go outside and walk around the block. And then you feel a lot better, because you act yourself into a feeling. You don't feel yourself into an action. All right. You just make yourself do it. Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. Just get out of bed. Just even do something little. Just get out of bed. Go make a cup of coffee or something. I think one way to have a really miserable day is to spend the whole entire day just thinking about yourself and your problems. During this time for me, it's been especially helpful to me to have some friends that we check in on each other. I had a good friend of mine, Lamont, checked in on me this morning, and we talked about our challenges that we're going through, and we listened to each other, and then we prayed for each other. And that really helped my day get off to a very, very good start. So for me, the spiritual aspect has been literally a godsend. So I don't know what all of you use there, but a higher power, whatever it is, my faith is extremely important to me. And that's how I really think that's the only way I'm able to get through this. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Thank you. That's a very good start of our conversation. So let's move on to the second question.
Okay.
Yes. There's no doubt that you're such a multifaceted person. But being colleagues at ADAP, I have come to know you first as a teacher, a high school teacher. Given your role as a teacher, how are you able to develop and maintain that positive attitude among your students?
Well, I used to be the director of education at Olympia Academy. These were high school students, a live-in facility, and they were in treatment, and it was awesome. It was absolutely the best job I have ever had. We ended up having to close, but it just was awesome. It was the best, most meaningful job I've ever had. So I'll always be grateful to ADAP for that opportunity. For me, this was what was I really liked about it. I asked these kids why they did drugs, and I'll just kind of summarize it. And it basically was, it helped them forget about their problems. It helped them feel good and forget about their problems. But then when they weren't high anymore, their problems were still there. So then they'd have to get high again so they could forget about their problems. And that's, they became addicted. That was the addiction they had. So my thing was to try to help them change their perspective. One of my strengths, everybody has a strength too, friends, and they're all different. So never compare yourself to anyone else, because we've all been given different abilities, and use the ones that you have. I'm just really good at knowing what people's strengths are. And so I would tell them that. I would encourage them to focus on what their strengths were and to focus on the right things. Again, it was about the attitude and the untruths that they had in their belief system that I helped them address. So that's how I just wanted to be a positive male role model in their life. And I always found that, always was able to find some just wonderful qualities in each and every one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's so much fulfillment as I'm listening to you, to hear you say that being at ADAP is the most meaningful part of your life, more so being a teacher, you know, the director of education at our Olympia Academy. Yeah, it's so fulfilling. If you are fulfilled, we are too, hearing it from you. Yeah, let's move on now to the third question. I mean,
okay,
as a master showman on the entertainment stage, stand-up comedian, master of ceremonies, auctioneer, indeed, you put laughter on people's faces. How do you sense that such laughter is transformed into a positive attitude?
Well, for me, there's really not a better feeling than performing in front of a group of people and seeing them smile and to see them happy. Nothing makes me feel better than that. Nothing. So when I go out there, I do want people to be happy. The kind of comedy I do, you can go to nickarnett.com and see the kind of comedy that I do. It's all clean comedy. And I just enjoy people. And I don't, I think life's tough enough. I don't pick on the audience. But I just like seeing people smile and forget about their problems, because you just feel better after you laugh. It's a fact that laughter is good medicine. That is a fact. And it makes me feel good too. It really does make me feel good. There's nothing I enjoy more than being on a stage in front of a live audience and seeing smiles on their faces. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And Nick, I have gone to your Facebook page and have heard about your stand-up comedy acts, and you know, you've got really thousands of views and thousands of people just laughing, having a good laugh, having a wholesome laugh, you know, with your brand of comedy.
There you go. How about that?
Yes. Okay. Now, follow up. I know it's hard to put up a stand to be a stand-up comedian these days, you know. Yeah. So I'd like to follow up with a question. What about now, when there are restrictions imposed on large gatherings because of COVID-19? What adjustments have you made, Nick?
Well, kind of like I'm making right now. You and I are not talking in person, but we are having a nice conversation, and I do see you. So yes. It's not perfect, but it's still pretty good. And we're still able to connect with people, you know, far away. So it has brought people together from far away. And we'll always have this tool, and it's only getting better. I mean, who really even knew about Zoom even a year ago? And look how far it's gone now. And almost everyone knows how to use it. And yeah, it hasn't been easy at all. And I have done some virtual events, virtual speaking engagements, but there's not nearly as many. But some of my peers are still doing quite well, even virtually they are. So that you just have to make the adjustments and keep going as best you can. Yeah.
Yeah. So the recourse is really the virtual platform.
Right. But comedy is extremely, extremely difficult on a virtual platform, because there's latency in the connection, of course. And if everybody is unmiked, then there's a lot of background noise, and it does not translate very well at all. So I've actually learned a few magic tricks here and there, really simple ones. And I teach the audience the tricks as well. So I do more interactive things that I would have never done before. Yeah. You have to adjust. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And you can do magic tricks in the virtual platform.
Exactly.
That's
something
really
visual
novel.
Is good. Yeah. Something visual is good.
Yeah, that's really novel. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I hope to see it. I hope to see it. And, you know.
And I'm not a magician. Believe me, I am not. Yeah, yeah. I promise you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, let's focus now on yourself, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, having gone through personal struggles, I know most significantly the experience of losing your beloved mother. How do you emerge from such a difficult situation to be able to bounce back or feel positive once again?
Well, you know, yes, thank you for that. A year ago, my mom passed away on February 28th. Fortunately, we were able to have a proper funeral for her. If it had been 1 week later, we would not have been able to. So I'm glad that we were at least able to do that. My dad, he's going to be 91 tomorrow. So they were married 66 years. So that's one of the toughest parts is to see him grieve the loss of my mom. But we celebrate her life. And she was awesome. And her last 3 years were in a lot of pain. And she was a woman of faith. So that made it a little easier. But I miss her every single day. But this has been an extremely difficult year, good and bad. Good and bad. The good is I stayed with my dad during the lockdown for 4 months. And I come from a family of five kids. And my dad worked two jobs. So I really didn't spend a lot of time with him. But I spent 4 months with him every day. So that's more than I have accumulated in a lifetime in those 4 months with my dad. And that was blessed. And I still talk with him every day on the phone, and my four sisters are there taking care of him. So for me, this particular month has been extremely difficult out there, friends. So I really understand, you know, what you're going through, and mine is probably really small compared to what you're going through, but don't negate your problems. Everybody has them. We're all going through something. Really difficult month. I ended up losing my health insurance with not even knowing it. And so I had no health insurance the month of February. So I stayed home, did nothing, gave myself no chance to get hurt or anything, but I ended up coming down with diverticulitis without insurance. So I had to go to County USC, and hopefully that's going to all work out with the billing. I tried to work something out with them. And now I'm fighting, but there's some complications with my PPP loan, which a lot of other people are having. And it's causing me a tremendous amount of stress because I really do need that. So it's tough. It's tough because you're counting on people to...
Okay, Nick, let's talk about yourself. Having gone through personal struggles, most significantly the loss of your beloved mom, how do you emerge from such a difficult situation, and how do you bounce back and feel positive once again?
Well, hey, thank you for asking that. Yes, my mom is just a wonderful, so caring and loving woman. She was in a lot of pain her last 3 years. So it really was almost a blessing that her pain ended, and she was a believer. So I was, you know, I feel great that she's in a truly a better place. The hardest part actually is watching my dad grieve. They were married 66 years. He's 91. A good thing is I stayed with him 4 months after she passed, and that's the most time I've ever spent with him because we have five kids. So he worked two jobs and didn't spend much time with him. So this was a great time to really hang out with him. And we got a lot closer, and my four sisters are still in Denver. That's where I'm from originally. They're there taking care of him. They take turns. They take shifts like days to go stay with him. So, but this has been an extremely difficult year for me, it career-wise, and this month in particular, probably one of the worst months I've ever had. Really, nothing has gone right, nothing. And I haven't had this many issues. I just haven't. And I'm not going to, I just am going through a lot this month, but I'm just so grateful, friends. And please, I implore all of you out there to have a group of people that you can check in with, and they can check in with you. Have a support system. Have a support system. People need people. That's what ADAP says, right? Yes. People need people. And you really do. Don't be by yourself with this. Get out and take a walk. Don't just sit inside all day and think about your problems. Reach out to other people you know, your call could be what they've been waiting for. It could cheer them up. Find some people that are going through a tough time. That will help you feel better as well. I think when you help other people, you start feeling better. You really do. You're reaching out and you're together. You form a bond, and they need it. We all need that. We all need that to know that we're cared for and loved and encouraged. So please, please, please find a way to connect, whatever that is, whatever. ADAP even has some resources for that, right?
Yes, definitely, Nick. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And if I may say, I think this conversation is most meaningful for you. I mean, having heard you say that this time is difficult for you, and then seek other people, you know, I think this conversation, in a way, and I hope this conversation can help you weather through tough times.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it does. Just even talking now is just very, very therapeutic. So thank you. You know, it's been a help to me, all of you that took some time, and I hope you're encouraged by it. Yes.
Yes. Just seeing you, Nick, stand-up comedian, master of ceremonies. I remember the Showtime days, you know.
Right.
When you're able to raise, 70,000 in 20 minutes.
Well, hopefully we can do even more next time, right? Yeah, I do benefit auctions. Uh-huh.
Definitely, yeah. And yeah. The last fundraising, it was done virtually, and we really did well.
And that's the most we've ever done, see?
And,
so that's
and
great.
You're around. You were steering it all, you know.
Hope to do the next one, yeah.
Yes. And so, Nick, lastly, what do you want people to take away with from this conversation?
Well, a couple things. One is about your thoughts. If you have those negative thoughts, right away, address them right away. And just think about, replace it with something positive, something, find some things that you're grateful for, and just be thankful for those things right there and then. Think about what you are grateful for. You have air to breathe, you have food to eat. And, you know, each day has enough trouble of its own. So focus on today. And also, don't worry if you're not happy. Happiness is highly overrated. Again, that was one of those things where I think that I ran into with the kids, that they thought something was wrong with them when they weren't happy. So then they would take drugs to make them happy. But happiness is not meant to last. It's based on circumstances. It's based on happenstance. So it will go away. No matter how happy you are, if you win a race, or you win even if you win the lottery, look at a lot of lottery winners have had miserable lives. They might be happy then, but then they're not happy anymore. It just doesn't last. So find things that will last, like friendships, your faith, you know, your health, taking care of your health. Find things that last, that no matter how bad things get, they're still there and you can still rely on them. Think about the things that you are grateful for. Have an attitude of gratitude. Even start a gratitude journal. Just write down the things you're thankful for. The more you do that, the more you'll find the things that that you are grateful for. And it's physically good for you to have an attitude of gratitude. It really is. Yes.
Thank you, Nick. Words of wisdom, you know. And you have perfectly given us a package of positivity. Thank you for today, for having you, Nick Maestas.
Thank you.
I would like to ask, if people would like to reach out to you at this point, where can they reach you?
Right. And yes, Nick Maestas is my name, but Nick Arnett is my stage name. So Nick Arnett, ARNETTE.com, NickArnett.com. You can also find me on Facebook, friend me there. That'd be awesome. So I'm very easy to find. So yeah, my webpage or Facebook, my webpage has videos of my comedy and my auctioneering. I also have an auction website. It's called feelgoodauctions.com. That's my auctioneering website. So yeah. I have that too. Well, feelgoodauctions.com.
Feel good. There you have it.
There you go.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Finding your positivity, you know. And thank you once again, Nick. And also from our end, I am Carol Almeida from ADAP Inc. And you can also check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or check our website as well at www.adapinc.org. With this, we bring to a close Prevention 365. We bring to a close our conversation, but never our search for that positivity. Thank you once again to our guest, Nick Maestas.
God bless everybody. Yeah.